Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us at 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with the local news for Friday, November 18th. KPTZ would like to offer the following correction. Yesterday on KPTZ News, we said the recyclery would be closing on October 23rd. But actually, on December 23rd, the recyclery will temporarily suspend public operations, i.e. the repair and retail shop. KPTZ News apologizes for any confusion. Washington State's Native and Strong Lifeline is now live. It is the first program of its kind in the nation dedicated to serving American Indian and Alaska Native people. The Native and Strong Lifeline is integrated into the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline system in Washington. When someone calls 988 Lifeline from a Washington State area code, they hear an automated greeting that features different options, such as the Veterans Crisis Line and the Spanish Language Line. Callers can now choose option 4 to be connected to the Native and Strong Lifeline. Marilyn M. Scott, chairman of the Upper Skagit Indian Tribe, says, "It is exciting to be launching the Native and Strong option for American Indian and Native citizens in Washington State. The opportunity has been needed to meet the crisis needs of our people for many, many years. Calls are answered by Native crisis counselors who are tribal members and descendants closely tied to their communities. The Native and Strong Lifeline counselors are fully trained in crisis intervention and support, with special emphasis on cultural and traditional practices related to healing." Leonard Forsman, chairman of the Suquamish tribe, said, "American Indians suffer from higher rates of suicide and mental health crisis, stemming from intergenerational trauma caused by the aggressive assimilation efforts of the federal government and religious institutions." He applauded the Washington State Department of Health's recognition of these challenges and of the need for culturally appropriate care in times of crisis. For more information on the Native and Strong Lifeline and the 988 Lifeline in general, visit www.doh.wa.gov/988. Washington Senators Cantwell and Murray are joining Alaska's senators in urging the government to declare a federal emergency for the canceled crab harvests in the Bering Sea and Bristol Bay for the 2021, 22, and 23 seasons. Many of the impacted fishermen and their families live in Washington State, some of them hailing from Port Townsend and other local fishing fleets around the Puget Sound. A disaster must be declared by the Secretary of Commerce before disaster funding can be distributed to fishermen who need it. The 2022-23 Bering Sea snow crab, the 2022-23 and the 2021-22 Bristol Bay red king crab harvests have all been canceled, causing an estimated $287.7 million in economic losses for fisheries. In the letter, the senators note the urgent need for immediate disaster support to fishermen and the wide-ranging scope of the economic losses. The senators wrote, "The economic impact to downstream businesses such as seafood processors, gear suppliers, shipyards, and other businesses will be even greater. Red king crab and snow crab are highly valued commodities, traded internationally and relied upon by businesses that advertise these specialty foods at their restaurants and shops. The disaster declaration is a key step needed before the Congress can secure funding for aid to impacted communities." The Jefferson Transit Authority Board announced yesterday that Nicole Gauthier has been selected as the authority's next general manager. Nicole competed with two other highly qualified transit management professionals in the final interviews and was the unanimous selection of the board. She has been serving as the JTA's interim general manager since the retirement of the previous general manager in May. There will be a public meeting of the JTA on December 6th to review this selection and give final approval. Anyone interested in attending can find a Zoom link at jeffersontransit.com. On the subject of Jefferson Transit, it's important to note that there will be no local bus service on Thursday, November 24th, for the Thanksgiving holiday. Walking along the beach road toward the lighthouse at Fort Worden has become safer thanks to a local couple's generosity. During their daily walks, they noticed that vehicles were drifting into the designated walking and ADA path alongside the road. They suggested to Parks that perhaps traffic markers would be an alternative to the white road stripes that had worn away. Brian Hagman, Olympic View manager of Washington State Parks, explained that markers are more visible and create a bump effect and sound to drivers that indicate they are drifting over when they are admiring the views and not watching the road. Park staff installed the bright yellow lane markers, courtesy of the anonymous couple who made a donation toward the purchase of these traffic safety items. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.